Hello, and welcome to the Heavenbound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Shouse, and we are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life, the way it was meant to be, and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. We appreciate you joining us on the journey. Roger, we have been looking into questions our hymns ask. Such a powerful principle that we see. We started out a couple of weeks ago by noticing that oftentimes we learn more by the asking of questions, simply by having someone dispense information to us. And our listeners maybe are as surprised as you and I have been how many hymns we seeing that ask really good questions. And so the first Friday in May we looked at, "Is it for me, dear Savior?" This past Friday, "Did you think to pray?" And today, part three of this little four-part series, "Can you count the stars?"
And as we have done with each of these episodes, at the end, we will play the song. And so we encourage you to hang in there and sing with that, because that's just a wonderful thing to do. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the song. There are really two names that come up that are behind this song. First name is Johann Hay. That's a good old German name, and that's what he was. He was a German. Lived a long time ago. He was born in 1789 and died in 1854. Lived his entire life in Germany. He was a son of a Lutheran preacher. He himself became a Lutheran preacher, a very, very popular preacher in the mid-1800s, which was right during the rise of the German higher criticism movement. That's when people were beginning to question the inspiration of the Bible. That's when evolution was starting to take place, and people were starting to believe in that theory. And he was preaching against those things. He was appointed a court preacher to the town he lived in. He wrote a series of children's poems. And our song today, "Can You Count the Stars," was found in Volume 2. It was written in 1837. Now, years later, here comes our other name. His name is Elmer Jorgensen. He was a member of the Church of Christ. He was a gospel preacher. And in 1921, he found this German hymn. It even had a German folk song kind of attached to it. He translated it in 1921 and added it to his songbook called Great Songs of the Church. Many of us have used that songbook for years and years. Elmer Jorgensen preached in Louisville, Kentucky. He was the editor of the Word and Work magazine for years and years, and he's buried in Cave Hill Cemetery. I've been to his grave. And he died in 1968. But he brings forth this wonderful old German hymn, "Can You Count the Stars?" And Jason's going to read us the lyrics here in just a minute. Five times the word "count" is used.
Yeah, yeah. This one is special to me. Of all of the songs that either Shelley or I would sing to our girls when they were little bitty babies, Shelley sang this song I don't know how many times, probably well over 100 times. And I have vivid memories of either being in, you know, the little bedroom where a crib was set up, or walking by. We even had a frame of this song, this hymn, that hung in three different nurseries over the years. And so this one means a lot to me, and I hope that it means a lot to you as I read these lyrics. "Can you count the stars of evening that are shining in the sky? Can you count the clouds that daily over all the world go by? God the Lord, who doth not slumber, keepeth all the boundless number, but he careth more for thee. But he careth more for thee. Can you count the birds that warble in the sunshine all the day? Can you count the little fishes that in sparkling waters play? God the Lord their number knoweth, for each one his care he showeth. Shall he not remember thee? Shall he not remember thee. Can you count the many children in their little beds at night who, without a thought of sorrow, rise again at morning light? God the Lord who dwells in heaven, loving care to each has given. He has not forgotten thee. He has not forgotten thee. Such a powerful, powerful testimony.
I always like the second line when it talks about those warbling birds.
That's a word that many of us don't use very often, right?
Now, count the stars, count the clouds, count the birds, count the little fishes, count the many children. He's not taking inventory here, okay? He's expressing the vastness of the world we live in the universe we live in. And when we think about how large it is and how vast God made creation, here's you and here's me, and God thinks of us. And what this song is really driving at is that God cares about his people more than all the creation. It's not just the stars. It's not birds. Those are important. But what Jesus came to die for was you and me. And that's where God's care and protection and love is found. Great, great hymn. I love this hymn as well as we think about several of the things in there. Now, I want to go to a passage, and it kind of is reflective of what this song says. It's found in Psalms 147 in verse 4. It says, as it talks about God, he counts the number of the stars. He gives names to all of them. And that's how this song begins. Can you count the stars of the evening? Our answer is no. When you study the history of astronomy, there was a time when we go way, way, way back. They thought there was possibly 1,000 stars. Then that moved up to 1,000,000. Then that moved up to 1,000,000,000. The famous TV astronomer Carl Sagan, right before he died, said, we will never know how many stars there are. God does. Absolutely. Not only does he know, he has a name for them all.
Yeah. It's an ancient question, right? I mean, it goes all the way back, we could say, to David in Psalm 8, when he looked up at the heavens and he acknowledged the heavens as the work of God's fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. And looking at the vastness of the universe, David was moved to ask. This simple song is reminding us to ask, what is man that God is mindful of us? But I love how the hymn, in just such simple, straightforward ways, says, yeah, you can't count the stars, but God cares more for you than he cares for any other aspect of his created order. Yes, it is easy for us to feel so very small when we stand at the ocean or at the edge of the Grand Canyon, but God has not forgotten you. He will never forget you. That's something that people of all ages need to be reminded of frequently.
You know, it brings a question up before we get to some, I think, of the applications, what the song's about. If there are so many stars out there, and until, you know, fairly recent times, our telescopes were pretty limited, we couldn't see very far, why did God put stars away, if we could say there's a backside of everything, way back there where we can't even see? I think there's stars out there now that even with our spaceships and all the things we have and satellites, we still haven't discovered them all. There are just so many, and we may never see them all. Why does that matter? Why did God put them way out there when he could just put 3 or 4 and that's all we need?
As I understand it, when God talks about or references the glory of his creation, that G word is the key. He did things for his glory. There is no doubt in my small little mind that there are aspects of creation we in the 21st century still have not discovered. As long as this world stands, we will continue to mine the depths of what God has done, and we will never exhaust them. We will never hit the bottom that ought to remind us, number one, how small and fragile and temporary we are. I think that's what David is grappling with in Psalm 8. But it also ought to point us to his incredible glory, his divine nature that we are called to honor from nearly cover to cover of the Bible.
So when we get to I think the heart of this hymn, "Can You Count the Stars?" I love that phrase at the very end of the first verse. It says, "But He careth more for thee."
Yeah,
and I think that's really what this is driving at. You know, when we talk about the love of God or God caring for me, sometimes we answer that question as we take inventory of our own life. So here's somebody, and maybe they're having trouble, you know, getting the bills paid. Somebody's got some health issues. Here's somebody, and it just seems like the legs are always kicked out behind them. And they look at their life and say, how can I say God loves me? Because look at things going on in my life. And how would you answer that?
I would do my best to listen. I think we can very easily fall into the trap that Job's friends fell into. We need to be really careful, first of all, just to listen and to acknowledge our own ignorance of a number of things. We need to be really careful, either personally or to someone else, saying, well, you're going through this because... And scripture oftentimes reminds us that our theories don't match up with reality. But ultimately, I would take them back to the heart of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, very much in tandem with what we're talking about, encourages his audience to look at the birds of the air, for instance. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Or consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? It sure does seem to me that the most complex questions sometimes, the biggest why questions that we ask in life, we are encouraged to meet with childlike faith, the sort of faith that this simple hymn is encouraging us to have.
And to that, I would add 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
Yeah.
How do I know God cares for me? Because he says so. And I've got to trust him and believe him. And, you know, it's not, you know, God cares for me because I never have a hill in my life. I never have a bump in the road. I have perfect health. I have all the money I need. You know, just, you know, that's how sometimes that's kind of a selfish inventory. We measure how God takes care of us. But the cross, our biggest problem is not health. Our biggest problem is not finances. Our biggest problem is sin. And what did God do? He sent his son so he would die, so we would have the redemption there. Does he care for you? Yes, the cross says it, absolutely. He's preparing a home for us in heaven where he lives, John 14 says. So, you know, this world is not my home is another one of our hymns. This is not it. This will never be heaven. But he is preparing a place for us. He hears our prayers. Any place we are, any time of the day, we can talk to God. We can't even talk to our family members that way because sometimes they're in places where they can't get their phone or they're tied up and they can't do it. But you can talk to God anywhere, anytime, anytime. And that shows he cares. He sends blessings that sometimes we just take for granted. Today, every day is a gift from God. You woke up, you're alive. That's a gift from God. And so how easy it is to look at ourselves and say, you know, I'm not driving the new car like my neighbor is. I don't live in the big house. I don't have that. You know, we start singing that sad song and we start believing that God doesn't care. But this hymn, these verses that remind us he really does.
Yeah. And I love the fact that we have so much more than just God in the pages of the Bible saying, I care for you. I will not forget you. But so often, in the life of Jesus, in parables, even in some of those most difficult sections of the Old Testament, you know, we maybe easily think of the prophets, for instance, as just a doom and gloom picture of an angry God that is just exasperated with his people. But even in some of the darkest situations, we've got God giving us the most beautiful word pictures that we can relate to that ought to remind us he cares. I think this hymn, Can You Count the Stars, because of the background that I shared with you earlier, the place that it has held in our family's life, I will forever think of Isaiah 49, verses 15 and 16, where God, through this prophet, asks, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? And you just let that question linger there for a moment. And we realize in times ancient and modern, there have been times that women have cast off their own children, left their children behind and abandoned them without the care of anyone to look after them. And even there, God acknowledges, even these may forget. And yet here's his promise. I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Just beautiful, beautiful promise.
And those promises remind us that no matter where we go in life, where we travel, up and down, there is God, and he cares for you. He wants the best for you, and the best is for us to walk with him and to honor him and to be a heaven-bound group of people. That's what's really before us in all these things. But the thing I really like about this hymn is it doesn't take a lot of mental strain to kind of figure this out. I mean, on a night like tonight, if the skies are clear, you can go out and just look at the stars.
Yeah.
And it will take you to this hymn. It will take you to scriptures. And you think, you know, these stars have been up there for a long, long time. You know, the other day I was out. I got home real late, and it was dark. I was going out to the mailbox to get my mail, and there was the moon. And as I was walking to the mailbox, I looked up there and said, you know, that's the same moon that Jesus saw.
Yeah.
That's the same moon that Abraham saw. And it hasn't changed in all these years. And there it is. And behind that moon, there is that same God that they talk to. That's what's impressive to me. And that's what this hymn will do. It will remind you of just simple truths that we need to remind ourselves of, and that God's cares. And now, I think a bridge from this song is that as God's people, we too need to care.
Amen.
As God cares for us, we need to care for others. And, you know, illustrations like the Good Samaritan and multiple other passages remind us that we have a responsibility. And if we are going to be in God's grace, we need to extend that to other people and to be the people that God wants us to be.
Yeah. We hope that you have appreciated the progression of these hymns. As I mentioned, this is part three of a little four-part series. And if you've missed any of those, we'd encourage you to go back to listen to parts one and two. But intentionally, Roger, we arranged these where, is it for me, number one? Can I get in on the grace of God? And of course, the answer is yes. Last Friday, did you think to pray? Today, can you count the stars? If we did maybe a little bit more counting, maybe we would do a little bit more praying. These go together. Lord willing, we've got one more hymn next Friday where we'll wrap up this little four-part series. But as Roger mentioned, we don't want this podcast episode to end without you hearing this song, being able even to sing along with this song. And so in just a moment, we'll have a congregational recording of it. But Roger, thanks for joining me today. Thanks to all of you for listening to the Heavenbound podcast. We hope our little discussion has helped you set your mind on things above, giving you a little more fuel for the journey. Always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you can be confident. God cares. He remembers. He will not forget. You are heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.